There are only a few hundred Tlingit speakers in the world, according to linguists and researchers. In a world dominated by English, Tlingit is an endangered language. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute hopes to combat that. The organization announced the release of two free apps aimed at making learning the language more accessible. KTOO's Lakeed Rashavis has the story.
How do you pronounce the name of one of the major Alaska Native tribes in Southeast and the language its people speak?
It's how I've always learned growing up. Grandma, mom, uncles, they always said it like that. Tlingit.
The name is Tlingit. Just the way I hear my colleagues say the name.
That's Tlingit. I just sounded it out by the way it's spelled.
That is Tlingit.
Tlingit. I've never seen a T and an L together before, so I'm going to say the T is silent.
That was Eric Seeley, Steve Hendrickson, Marty Lewis, Norman Vonda, and Laureen Meyer. Only Vonda pronounced the name correctly.
That is Tlingit.
So then Tlingit. Tlingit is a tonal language, and so your tone will go, it's a high tone at the end, so your voice will go up at the end. Tlingit.
That's Katrina Hodge. She's behind two recently released apps to help people learn Tlingit. Earlier this week, I sat down with Hodge and Kathy Dye. Dye walked me through the Tlingit Games app, which has two naming games in it.
This is the birds game. So the viewer is in the app looking at birds sitting in a tree.
The game features a colorful array of about a dozen birds common throughout Southeast. There's even a hummingbird that flies in and out of your screen. Dye designed the birds herself. Each one took about a day. The goal is to match what someone might see in our actual world with their Tlingit names.
You touch a bird to see the word and hear it. Hawk. Robin. Eagle. Small owl.
Katrina Hodge has been working on the language app since the year began, editing and gathering audio, some that's decades old, from the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's archives.
There's also years and years of work of collecting the audio that a lot of current and past Sea Alaska Heritage employees have done. And that's been going on for many years.
Yeah. There's so many people that have done a lot of work in the language, and it's exciting to make it more accessible to everyone.
The other app, Learning Tlingit, has about 300 entries and three main categories: alphabet,
coffee,
kahwe,
vocabulary,
it is sunny,
ondigon,
and phrases.
One of the more difficult but super useful phrases for a beginning learner is,
I don't know.
Hodge says she's not a fluent speaker, so she tried to pick entries that would be helpful for someone who's learning.
What's probably going to be some really popular categories in the phrases is introductions and learning Tlingit, and probably mealtime. Everybody eats, yeah.
She says the goal was to create a game that exemplifies the organization's mission.
Especially Hashuka, that's the concept of you're connected to the past, present, and future. And so, you know, we have audio of all of these speakers, and some of them have gone on, you know, but we're making it available for present and future generations to help perpetuate the language and culture.
The Institute hopes apps like this will give people the tools they need to learn and maintain the language. At KTOO, we usually pronounce it Tlingit, but in a story that's all about pronunciation, I gave the real way a try.
And then add on the voiceless L. Maybe just practice that one by itself, the sh. Yeah. Tlingit.
Tlingit. I still need to practice.
At least now, there's an app for that. And Juno, I'm Lakeedra Chavis.